Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. All week long, I've been talking about this idea of conflict, and every relationship has it. In fact, this is so common that on Sunday, Pastor Chuck talked all about it on Sunday morning as part of our teaching series, Some Assembly Required. So if you missed it, or if you're not part of our community here, please jump on the website at sugarhill.church, click resources, and you can watch the replay of that. But one of the things that I found about conflict is one of the helpful things is to confess what we can when it comes to conflict. In fact, on Tuesday, we talked about this idea of holding space to stop, to probe, to acknowledge, to confess, to explain. This is important for us as individuals to say, I'm going to own my part and listen to the other person's perspective, listen to the other person's hurt. Now, what I found when it comes to conflict is oftentimes we think we're arguing about ideas. We think it's intellectual, but what's actually true is we're arguing over emotion. What I found is that anytime there's conflict, underneath all the data and all of the ideas is somebody's feelings that were hurt, somebody that felt abused, somebody that felt slighted. It's not the idea that caused the conflict, it's the emotion behind it. We've all heard the phrase that hurt people hurt people, and that's so true. And the more people are hurting, the more they lash out at the people around them. People who aren't hurting don't hurt other people. People who are filled with love extend that love to other people. People that are filled with joy are joyful to be around. People who are filled with peace are at peace with the people around you. And people that are hurting, well, they're going to hurt other people. They're going to lash out. And so one of the things that I found about conflict is that if you want to connect with people, start with their needs, start with their hurts, start with their interests. And if you want to think about it this way, don't start on the outside, start with what's going on the inside of them. And this is true in the business world. If you want to be a salesperson, start with the other person's need. This is true if you're a teacher, start with somebody else's need. This is true when it comes to conflict. In fact, Philippians 2, verses 4 and 5 says, do not look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. So my question for today, are you so focused on proving that you're right that you don't listen to the other person? Are you too busy speaking and not listening that the conflict gap gets bigger and bigger? Or have you stopped to say, you know what, I'm going to intentionally switch my focus from my needs to their needs? That's where conflict resolution starts, with the way you look at it. The word look in Philippians 2 verse 4 is the Greek word scopus, which literally means, or where we get our word microscope and the word telescope. It literally means to focus. And so the next verse tells us what to focus on, and the focus that we're to have is the attitude that was just like Jesus. See, we're most like Jesus when we're focusing on the needs and the hurts of other people rather than ourselves. There's an old proverb that I think is super helpful when it comes to conflict. It says, seek to understand before you seek to be understood. And we say that again, seek to understand before you seek to be understood. See, when you're focused on the other person's needs and not on your own, you'll be able to get a better understanding of the situation and move forward with resolving your conflict. And if there's anything that would bring you great joy today, is to resolve the conflict in your life. So instead of avoiding it or instead of blowing up, would you in a healthy way today begin to say, I'm not going to be a person that's hurt that hurts other people, but I'm going to bring peace and joy and resolve as best as I can this conflict.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.